The Florida Gator football team is off to a hot start that few people expected, sitting at 7-0 on the season. The Gators are just one win away from clinching a spot in the SEC championship game in Atlanta. However, to get there, Florida has a huge test this weekend as they take on the 6-1 Georgia Bulldogs in the annual rivalry in Jacksonville. Florida head coach Will Muschamp says the team treats this big-time rivalry just like any other game.
We've got the Georgia game this week. We understand what is at stake, and again, our approach will be the same. It's the next game. That's why it's the most important game. Obviously, it's a rivalry for the University of Florida. It's an important game for our program and for our university and for the fans.
Right now, the Gators sit at number 2 in the BCS standings, only behind Alabama. Meanwhile, the Bulldogs sit at number 10 in the standings. But Florida quarterback Jeff Driscoll says the rankings don't matter at this point.
Anytime Florida plays Georgia, it doesn't matter the ranking. It's going to be a big game. There's going to be a lot of people there, and it's going to be a close one. So we're excited for a good game, and we're excited to get ready to prepare for them.
Florida has beaten Georgia 18 out of the last 22 times in the SEC East Showdown. The Gator senior linebacker John Bostic says many of the guys on the team have been watching this big game for years.
It's a rivalry that goes way back. A lot of us, pretty much watched it, since we were kids and, said, we want to play in a game like that. A lot of people are getting a chance, for the first time this year. Some people, it's the last time, they'll get to play in this rivalry. And this rivalry, is something you really can't, describe. Going into this game, as a freshman, you really kind of see, how important it is. You don't want to lose a game like this.
The Gators' offense will be going up against one of the top linebackers in the country in Jarvis Jones. Although Florida offensive coordinator Brent Peace has faced Jones once before, he says the offense has prepared this week to face the very dynamic linebacker.
After going against him and just watching how fast he played the game, the strength he played with, how they used him, he is definitely an impact player. He can cause fumbles. He's all over the field. They move him. He's in coverage. He's rushing. He's a D lineman. He's a back. He's got an extreme talent. He plays the game extremely well.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the ball, the Gators rank 4th in college football, giving up only 12.1 points per game. John Bostic says despite the praise, the Gators continue to work on fundamentals throughout the week.
You got to be able to tackle. Everybody's got to come up and, put their, face on the ball carrier and, keep their feet running, So that's probably one thing, we'll focus on, heavy in practice this week, just tackling. It's not going to be anything, we haven't practiced, but, that's going to be one of the main keys. You got to tackle. You got to play smart, stay in your gap.
The Gators and Dogs square off at Everbank Field Saturday at 3:30, but be sure to tune in to ESPN Radio 850-900 at 12:30 for the 1st and 10 pregame show, as we'll lead you right up to kickoff. For ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Kyle Benzion.